Inside the gatehouse, Drink stifled a yelp as Brother Tyrillus gave the injured footpaw an experimental waggle. The gaunt-faced Tyrillus pronounced solemnly,
"More than one bone fractured. Some poultices to prevent swelling, a firm dressing, lots of rest, and you should be up and about by autumn."
"Autumn?"
the young squirrel cried.
"I ain't laying round here till then. We've got to go and find Double."
Tyrillus gave him a wry glance.
"We? If you mean me, I have no intention of going searching for a shrew, and you, sir, are certainly not going anywhere. We."
Drink explained with a pained expression.
"I didn't mean you, brother. I meant Biscay, Spingo, and Umphrey Spickle. We vowed to help Double."
Biscay and Spingo wandered into the gatehouse. The Gonfler maid smiled cheerily at Dwink.
"How's the old hoof, Twinkle?"
Brother Tyrillus looked up from a draught he was mixing for the patient.
"The old hoof, as you so quaintly put it, is fractured in two places. So, miss, you and your friend can take yourselves off and allow me to care for the injured."
Dwink shrugged helplessly at them.
"Sorry, mates."
Biscay patted his friend's bushy tail.
"Don't worry about it. Me and Spingo will find old Double. You'll have Humphrey for company, though. Cooksnout Spickle left word that he can't leave the abbey till he's finished at the job we started out to do. Cleaning out the cellars and tidying all those barrels. Remember?"
Dwink nodded.
"That seems like a long time ago now. Anyhow, you two take care of each other, and good luck with the search. I hope you find Double safe."
Friar Skirple was kindness itself to both young searchers. He packed them a haversack apiece.
"You know, I put in some kirk vickles for ye. Honey cakes, dandelion and burdocky cordial, candied chestnutters, parsties, and a few of my special hefty dumplings."
The good old mole gave a rumbly chuckle.
"I wouldn't go a-swimming after eating one of my dumplings. Likely you'd be a-sinking down to a bottom. I'm not called hefty for nowt."
The pair thanked Skirple and quit the kitchens in high spirits, feeling a great sense of adventure for their coming trip. Striding across the sunlit abbey lawns, Spingo encouraged Biscay to get into step by lustily singing a gonfalon marching song.